Welcome to our podcast on the importance of filling our day with gratitude. Today we have Macy, Holly, and Erica, educating us about the importance of looking for the little spots in our day to make gratitude a daily habit. In this podcast, we learned a lot from Rachel Hollis, Lewis House, S.J. Scott, and Barry Davenport, and we infused some of their thoughts with our own ideas. Today is all about noticing the little things that can bring us the big things. We have all heard how important it is to be grateful. We know that this is worth practicing daily. If not, we may get stuck in the frenzy of bad news, sorrow, and sadness. It can bring us down and draw us towards the negative parts of our day. Why do we want to do that for ourselves?
Why do we want to hang with the negative parts of our brain instead of the bright spots that make us feel better? It's because it is hard, and so we have to do it. We all know anything worth doing or achieving comes after all of that hard stuff. If we want to be grateful, we got to work hard at it. It seems sometimes that we are addicted to talking or thinking negatively. Humans can be the worst complainers. Take a look at animals. Do you ever hear them complain? In fact, our animals are the best teachers of gratitude because they get so excited about the little things, such as their favorite human being walking through the door, or the first snowfall, or the word walk. So how do we build gratitude into our daily life? Think about your life right now. Is it really as bad as you think it is? We have most of what we need and a lot of what we want in life. There really are good things happening all around us if we just look around and open our hearts to it. We have people we love, food, education, shelter. I could go on and on. There are some people in this world who are missing some of these things, but we aren't, and yet we complain.
Gratitude means being thankful, but it's easy to be thankful for the big things in our life, like family and friends. It's harder to be thankful for the little things. Little things like a smile from a stranger, a bumblebee buzzing around a flower on a warm spring day, holding your little brother or sister's hand while you walk them across the street, or the sound of a rainfall. These are some things that we have to look for when we're feeling negative. We just have to open our hearts and our eyes to it. We have to make ourselves do it. The hardest time to be grateful is when things get hard. That is when we need it the most. But we have to practice every single day, even if we don't feel like it. Gratitude can transform you and give you a feeling of rejuvenation and renewal. It will increase your happiness because you have trained your mind to look for the positive parts of your day. When you're having a bad moment, think about one good thing that is happening in that moment and see what happens. Doing this will really help us cope with our emotions when things get really hard. It will help us become more resilient and able to push ourselves through tough things.
Gratitude will boost our self-esteem. It allows yourself to see the good things that you do and how your choices and hard work are a result of your efforts to become a more grateful person. Try being thankful for the fact that your body allows you to move and exercise every day instead of thinking that you are too tired to exercise. Eventually, your hard work and gratitude for your health will make you feel better overall. There are many ways to build gratitude. You can journal or write down three or more things that you are grateful for every day, but try to make them the little things that are harder to notice. You could track your gratitude with stickers on a calendar. Give yourself a sticker for every day that you are positive and thankful. Try to find triggers for gratitude throughout the day. For example, when you are upset or angry, try to use this as a trigger to look for something positive during this hard moment. When things get tough, pay attention to your heart, not your head. Transform a curse into a blessing.
Write a thank you note to someone just because. Celebrate and embrace who you are, and start and end your day with noticing a blessing in your life. Plan for joy. Seek joy out. Look for it. Ask yourself, what can I get excited about today? Sometimes we forget to be grateful when we feel overwhelmed. This is when we need it the most. The breakthrough for gratitude is while climbing the wall rather than reaching the destination. Remember to turn what we have now into being enough. Gratitude is the magic that can make us all happier if we just open our eyes and notice it.